Guys, I'm gonna close these doors so all the cheers kick off, okay? Yeah, just come inside. Yeah. Guys!
What's up?
Welcome.
Absolutely.
Guys, we need to start the run, so if you can move back up the steps, thank you. Help me out when I get these guys out. Go out through the store. Downstairs.
I guess it's a
no.
If you hear my voice, clap one. Oh, I see that there's some folks that don't know who I am. If you hear my voice, clap once. If you hear my voice, clap twice. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, Albie.
No. We do call and response around here in Boston. I say good morning, you say good morning back. We don't play that, all right? Here we go. Let's try this again. If you hear my voice, clap once. If you hear my voice, clap twice. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning!
Much better. Guys, my name is LB. I am the community manager here at Tracksmith Boston. This is insane. Thanks for waking up and shaking it out with me. Man, this is nuts. I'm gonna keep it super brief. These guys right here, they're the hardest working pacing team, so I just wanna give them a round of applause first and foremost. They have been hustling and servicing this community, so I just want to celebrate them. And yeah, without any further ado, we're gonna do a shakeout. This is nuts. Hey, Leo, what's up? Alright, guys, I'm gonna keep it super simple. Turn by turn, we are going to take a right onto Hereford. We're gonna take a left onto Comm Ave. We're gonna continue alongside. You will have Pacers in navy and ivory shirts to cross you over. You're going to continue to Kenmore, and you're going to stick to the left side. You're going to follow a ways away, and the turnaround point is a little area we like to call Coolidge Corner. That being said, there's a lot of you and a small number of us. So we're gonna do a little bit of a staggered start. So if you guys could clear an area so my Pacers can step alongside and kind of lead the charge, that would be greatly appreciated. One last thing. This is a shakeout, guys. This is not a race. There's a lot of us, and I just wanna make sure that safety is paramount. No pushing, no screaming, no nail biting. Let's keep it easy. I want to point out, I have a dear friend here. Guys, give a round of applause to Tina. So Tina is going to be chatting with some folks as we make our way. If you don't feel comfortable having her record you don't want to talk to her, she's pretty nice. Just wave her off. Feeling good, feeling great, thumbs up. Alrighty, we will kick off in less than 20 seconds. Thank you so much for coming out, guys.
Thank you.
my friend.
Can you take picture of me standing here?
I'm gonna take wide angle so it gets all the people, okay? I'm gonna take one like this because it's impressive. And then one more.
I feel like I'm like saying this is mine. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm gonna text this to you. Look at that. I love the hat. Look at all those people. That's so crazy.
Alright, I'm gonna go find some people. You ready? Together on friends. Hi!
I'm in.
Hi, okay, you wanna come talk to me?
What's that?
You wanna come talk to me?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
My name's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. You sought me out immediately.
Yes.
So, tell me a bit about you and your, what led you to this moment?
So I did it in 2019. I had an injured buildup.
Yep.
And I really wanted to come back.
So you were running. Did you run or?
Yeah, I qualified and raced in 2019.
Yep.
Ran pretty okay for being injured, which is fun. And this year the buildup's gone. What's up?
What is this right now?
This year the buildup's gone so well. 16 weeks, 16 beautiful weeks.
Amazing.
And I'm hoping to go 228, 229.
Great. Wow, awesome.
I'm doing all three world major marathons this year that are in the U.S.
I'm doing London on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And then
awesome.
New York again. Yeah.
Well, hopefully I'll see you in New York.
Yes. Well, if you come to the Tracksmith Shakeout, I'll be there.
Okay. I plan to be at the Tracksmith Shakeout in New York. But the main thing that, like, gets me going for running is I want to give back into the neurodiverse community,
yes.
Specifically with the autism population.
Okay.
I was diagnosed on the spectrum at age 4, and running is how I navigate the world.
Uh-huh.
So that's all the motivation
Love
I need
that.
To run.
Love that.
I run to live, and hopefully at some point can use running to give back in meaningful ways.
So what do you see that? So I don't know what you do and don't know about me, so I'm just going to assume you know nothing. I do run...
I don't know anything about
Okay. I run as a guide a lot for visually impaired... I'm a former elite athlete, and I run as a
amazing.
Guide for visually impaired runners. Tomorrow I'm running with my friend who's out here, who has Down syndrome. I'm very much doing... Like, I love hearing that from you, because my second part of my running journey is about giving back, so... Yeah.
How wonderful.
So I love that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's so important.
I started running when I was 12. My parents worked with international students, and we had a businessman from Spain come stay in our house to study English. He was training for the New York Marathon just to complete it, not like anything fast. And every day I'd see him go out in the morning, come back a couple hours later, and I was like fascinated by this.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom, can I ask to join him? He's training for a marathon. No, you can't. Ask to join him, and I asked anyway because I'm a little bullheaded, kind of stubborn. And he was like, see, come run. Thank you so much.
Oh.
And 7 miles in, like, Velcro strap shoes that I think lit up when he stepped on them. And I was in love at that point.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you so much. That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah,
and sharing a little about your journey.
Yeah.
I
think if you have a story that can hopefully
absolutely.
Help other people, there's no sense
absolutely.
In keeping it to yourself.
I love that you're the one kicking this
off. That's why I wanted to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
I'm so glad you did. That's so important. And
I'm a Hair Athletic Club member this year.
Oh, cool! Great.
Majors, and they figured it was more than worth it.
Amazing.
So I would love to get more connected with Chat as well. I want to talk to. What was the guy making the announcements? It was LB.
LB.
LB. Okay.
So
talk to him too. After
yes, you should. Yeah, he is an incredible human. So go find him.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So go find him, and this will be going public on Monday. So my podcast is called Running for Real, or you can look me up if you want.
And your name again?
Tina Muir. M U I R. But if you I'm trying to think. Oh, if you just go to...
I can find you after the shakeout, and we can get Instagram or whatever is the best way to do things.
Sounds good. Okay. All right. I'm gonna talk to this lady here. But I will. So good to meet you, Ryan, and best of luck. Enjoy.
Thank you. It's gonna be a good day.
Yes, it is. Are you comfortable talking to me?
I
see your shirt running on native land, so I have to. I'm assuming you came here with Jordan.
I did.
Okay. So tell me your name. A little about what led you to this moment.
My name is Kelsey,
yep.
And I'm a Rising Hearts athlete advocate.
Yes.
What we do is we run with purpose. We run to advocate for social issues.
Yep.
And it was through Rising Hearts and another team, Renew Earth Running, that helped me to find my voice and advocate for others, people of color.
Yes.
So because of the teams, I started my own team, a group of Black, Indigenous, and people of color trail runners, where we go all over the country and we just, diversify the start line.
Yes, I love hearing that. And that's so... that's so important. And as you said, you know, it allows other people to see you out there, see others like you, and think, well, I can do that too.
Exactly.
It's just such a critical piece.
Yeah. Representation is a huge part, but also empowering those who never thought they could run long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Our team does offer shorter distances,
yep.
But I think a majority of the athletes really want to challenge themselves, especially since they have the support of the other 19 runners with them.
And are you still running tomorrow?
Yes.
Is this your first time doing this race?
First Boston,
okay.
Fourth marathon.
Okay. So what other ones have you done?
I've done Route 66 in Tulsa
cool.
A million times, it feels like. Duke City in New Mexico.
Okay.
And a trail marathon in Texas.
Oh, nice. Well, so now you're jumping up to the... this one's going to be pretty intense then compared to those, right?
Oh, yes. I have never been around so many people at a race.
Yeah. But, I mean, this in itself is pretty overwhelming when you
yes.
see it. Seeing all those people out there, you're like, this is for one run?
Definitely,
yes. One group run? is there anything else you want to share? You know, this is going to go out to thousands of people in the running community on Monday.
Okay.
Anything else you want to share about you or your journey?
Yeah.
Or just a message, whatever.
Well, Jordan and I are fundraising for Rising Hearts right now.
Yeah.
We have a $10,000 goal. We're really close to it, so we'd appreciate any donations.
Yes, okay.
You can find Rising Hearts on Instagram at @rising_hearts.
Yep.
So, that's it.
Yes, I love that. And Jordan is a dear friend of mine, so I am... always up for anything that can support her and now you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
But thank you for sharing your story and enjoy tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's going to be maybe a bit wet, but
it'll be
fun.
Right.
Yes. So nice to meet you, and I'm sure I'll talk to you afterwards.
All right. Nice to meet you.
You too. Are you two in the middle of a conversation? Do you want me to come back? Would you be up for being interviewed?
Oh my gosh.
We're not.
Okay, so maybe I'll do a mini interview with you. Tell me your names and why you are here right now then, if you are here.
My name is Sabrina and I'm here because I love the energy of Marathon Weekend.
Yes. Wait, so do you live in Boston?
I do.
Okay, I love that.
And my name's Alyssa and I'm here supporting my brother-in-law who's running tomorrow.
Oh, cool. And do you live in Boston?
No, we live in Denver.
Okay, so you two are just catching up. I'm gonna give
We just literally ran into each other.
I saw her on the street corner.
Wait, you were like...
And I said, Sabrina!
And I said, Alyssa!
That's so funny.
So the marathon really brings people together.
Yes, it does. And why come to the Tracksmith Shakeout? I'm curious.
Tracksmith is my brother-in-law's favorite brand, so this is how we're supporting him.
With good reason. And I hope you saw... Was this your first shakeout with Tracksmith?
Yep.
I hope you see now how crazy, incredible it is, seeing... A street filled.
Oh, yes. With,
it's amazing.
So cool.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I'll let you two catch up. I hope your brother-in-law does well.
Thank you. Are you running tomorrow?
I'm running as a guide.
Awesome.
So So I'm running halfway with a Paralympian and then halfway with my friend who has Down syndrome.
Amazing.
So,
yeah, have a great run.
But, yes, I'm looking forward to it. So enjoy.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
I know, that's a microphone. That's so cute.
Yes. Would you like to be interviewed?
Hello.
Are you running tomorrow?
I am not. I'm supporting my son-in-law.
Okay. Is this his, is this a big one, an important one for him?
It is a big one for him. I mean, I think Boston's big for anyone, you know, their first time, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's excited.
That's great. Well, I wish him the best of luck.
Thank you.
And enjoy. Would you be up for being interviewed? Are you three up for being, you're running?
Yeah, we ran last year.
Did I speak to you guys in Chicago?
You did.
I was going to say, you definitely look familiar. Yes. How did it go?
It was great. It was great.
Yeah, as soon as she looked at me, I was like, wait, I definitely have spoken to you before.
Yeah, are you running?
I am running as a guide.
Okay. Awesome.
So that's pretty much all I do now. I love it.
Okay, yeah.
And people always say, like, that's amazing. You give back. That's so good. But I'm like, no, actually, if you look at any photo of me in any race, I'm like, just like so happy.
Smiling.
It's the best thing. So, yeah, so I'm doing that. My friends who I'm running with, the second half, she's actually out here somewhere. She has Down syndrome, so she's started a bit ahead, but we should catch her at some point.
Okay, cool. Best of luck.
Yeah, so she wasn't one of you
both of us
doing Chicago like as a first marathon?
No. We've done it before.
You've done it before?
Yeah.
Okay,
and she's getting her six.
Oh, all right. I got to interview you now. Come here. All right. Okay, what's your... Wait, remind me of your names again before
May.
May.
And Tony.
And Tony. Okay.
I'm Tanisha.
Tanisha, did I interview you at Chicago?
No.
Okay, Chicago. So you were not there. I definitely remember you.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tanisha.
What's up?
And it is your sixth star.
It is, baby.
What a good one to finish on.
Right, Houston. Right near home. I live in New York, so family's here.
Yeah.
Friends are here.
Uh-huh.
So everyone...
So they've just come to support you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good friends.
So they ran Boston already.
Okay.
So they're missing Tokyo.
Yep.
I did Tokyo in 2019.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's awesome. I have no plans but to finish.
Yep.
Finish strong and cry like a mad woman at the end.
Absolutely well deserved.
Yes.
Tell me anything about something about the journey to get to this moment with those six stars. Is there one?
For me, I was 100 pounds heavier. I lost 100 pounds in 2015. It's been a lot of work from losing the weight, becoming a runner, becoming faster, and trying to get into all these races.
Yes.
It's working itself.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Really happy about it. I'm just happy my mom gets to see me finish.
Uh-huh.
So that's a big thing.
Yes. For me. So she's here as well?
Yes.
Oh.
My mom and my aunt, they're twins.
Amazing. Oh,
so they're
cool.
Both here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Absolutely.
And this might be, have you heard of
Black Unicorns?
Black Unicorn Marathon.
Yes.
Did you go to that yesterday?
We got here too late.
Okay. Yes, so did I.
I'm part of the group.
Okay, great.
So I know a lot of my fellow Black Unicorners.
Okay.
In that group.
Okay.
Erica is one.
Erica.
My friend Cheryl Dotton.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
My friend Cheryl's getting her sixth star.
Okay.
She's part of one. So
yep.
It's amazing that we're small but mighty.
Yes, absolutely.
Representation matters.
Yes.
So it's so important for people to see us out here.
Yep.
And that we're doing it against all odds. So really excited about that.
Yes. Well, I had dinner with Alex last night, who is one of the people putting that event on, and she was saying that there was just the turnout each year is getting bigger and bigger, and it's really, you know, it's really starting to come together, and next year's 10 years, so
crazy.
Yeah, so it's very exciting, and as you said, I mean, this is the third conversation I've had on this run about representation. It really it matters, and
it's important. Like,
yeah,
people think running is an elitist sport, and you know, in some aspects it is.
Yeah.
But all it takes is some running shoes, a shirt, tight shorts, whatever's your preference, and let's get out there.
Yes.
And little by little, 5K, 26.2, whatever's your flavor. But we out there.
Yes, I love that. And so I got to ask with that, your flavor was obviously chasing these marathons, these 6-star.
Yes.
What is next?
Not doing a marathon.
So you're gonna retire marathons?
Nine. Okay. Yeah, as I get older, I realize it's not the greatest thing for my body. Mm-hmm. So probably halves. Mm-hmm. I want to become a half specialist.
Love that.
I want to kill them and PRs, and that's what I want.
Uh-huh.
That's what I truly want.
Yes.
So the more I can do those, the better.
Yes.
So that's where I think, you know, there could always be something that's going to entice me.
Uh-huh.
From a marathon standpoint. Mm-hmm. Right now, I have nothing.
Yes.
And I don't want to.
Yes.
So this was a big accomplishment. Really happy about it. Now it's time to...
definitely something to celebrate.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
And then the next goal is just to try to kill a half.
Yes. And yeah. What are you going to celebrate with tomorrow? Do you already have that planned out?
We're going to the party that called Runner's Hospitality.
Yep.
I have dinner with my family.
Uh-huh.
At Del Frisco's.
Oh, nice.
So turn up with them.
Yep.
And then turn up with my friends.
I love that.
And rock that star like no one's business.
Yes. Well, I hope I can, I'm going to find you so I can
you
see
better.
That moment. And I will be sharing this on Monday so people will get to, you know, go back and check you out afterwards and see how it went and see
please.
Those tears on the finish line.
Oh, you want to see the boogie.
The boogie. Yes. Boogies. Even better.
Yes.
So this means a lot to you, and I love... thank you so much for sharing
thank
this
you,
part of
love.
Your journey with me.
You have a beautiful race, though.
Yes, and you. And yes, let's stay in touch.
I will.
Apparently I can seek them out in a crowd anywhere, so... because I just randomly grabbed you guys,
yes.
And I found them last time. So
see?
Next time you're... well, you won't be at a marathon. It'll be at half. I'll find you.
You will.
All right. I'm going to grab someone else.
Go ahead.
And best luck. Enjoy.
Thank you, my love. I appreciate
all
it.
Right. I appreciate you. Okay. All in tracksmith.
She's coming my way.
Are you up for being interviewed? Okay, tell me your name and what led you to this moment.
My name is Robin Riley.
Okay, probably should jump up there, actually.
They're already coming back.
Mode. Your name is Robin?
Yes.
Okay,
and
tell me about you. What led you to this moment?
So I think last year, maybe the year before, friends like, you should try and run Boston.
So you were already a runner?
Yeah.
Okay.
COVID turned me into a more serious runner.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, if I don't go for it now, I don't know when I will.
Yep.
So I qualified at the Cheap Marathon last year, which is running today, actually.
The which marathon?
Cheap Marathon.
Cheap?
Oh, yeah, it's in Derry, New Hampshire.
Oh.
$26.20.
Oh, okay. I see. I was like, are we saying sheep or cheap or which kind of cheap?
No, yeah, there was no sheep there.
No, okay.
There were no spectators either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell me about that marathon. I'm curious now. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, so it costs $26.20. It's gone up this year.
Okay.
But it's now back on a rail trail.
Yep.
So, like, just a few road, you know what I mean? They need limited road closures.
Mm-hmm.
And they stagger your start, you know? So you start, like, every 5 minutes.
Okay.
People start.
Okay.
So it's more of a mind game with yourself than anything. But
yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
And then, and so you Boston qualified.
And now here I am.
And how does it feel being here? Because I'd imagine this is a little different to the Cheap Marathon. Yeah.
A little scary.
Just like in terms of
training. No, I've got more training under my belt than I did last year.
Yep.
And we will see how it goes.
Yeah.
Because heartbreak does scare me.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I've run it.
Oh, you have run it.
Well, I mean, I'm out on the course a lot.
Okay, so you've trained a lot on the course.
Yes,
okay.
Well, I train with Tracksmith.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you are, like, decked out.
I'm a...
a hair member.
Voluntary
oh.
pacer today.
Oh, although, you're a pacer.
I can't, like,
okay.
hop skip the way these people do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're too fast for me.
Okay, I love hearing that. So what is it?
I don't know if you want to know this, but I'm the captain of the Hares Masters racing team.
Oh, amazing.
Which
okay.
we started last year.
And what is it about Tracksmith that you were, like, drawn to?
Honestly? Yeah, kind of funny. I got addicted to merino wool. And So I bought like myself a Brighton, like the Christmas during COVID.
Brighton then, base.
Yeah.
That's my, yeah, my fave.
My go-to. And then was following them on Instagram. So then when they posted that they were going to start having group runs again, I was sort of like, oh, I've never been a group runner. Well, besides high school. So maybe I'll give that a try. So I did.
I love it. And now look at you.
And then not only did I come to the Sunday runs, I go to the Wednesday workouts.
Yes, I would do that if I was here for sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So that gets us to today.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing with me. And yes, we'll see you then. Are you up for being interviewed?
He might be. My fiance, yeah.
Okay. Is he running? Are you both running?
Tomorrow.
He's running tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The redemption year. Ask him about it.
Okay. Tell me your name and what led you to this moment.
Nico Maher. I ran it last year, but I collapsed at mile 23.
Oh my God.
Went out way too hard on a dumb race. So
yeah.
This is redemption year. And goal is now just to complete it.
Okay.
So
last year when that happened, like, did you know like something was going wrong physically before that kind of hit you?
Yeah, the whole time I thought it was just a marathon.
Uh-huh.
And just fight through it. But then it got to the point where I was like,
let's go.
Seeing on like not clearly, kind of like fading a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
and did you like back off at that point, or were you kind of like, you know, I just got to get it done, I got to keep pushing?
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oof.
My friend said it was a true marathon.
Yeah. And so then what did you remember, like, what happened after it? Like, you remember, what do you remember from?
I remember being very competitive with the emergency people. Like, no, I need to finish. They're like, dude, you can barely stand. And then I remember being in the ambulance and barely being able to move. And then I woke up in the hospital.
Ooh.
But everything was okay.
Yes.
I was able to walk out after a couple hours.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. And so this year, you said redemption, which I always find an interesting word when people use that. Like, are you going into this with the same, like, I gotta give it my all attention, or are you like, I wanna appreciate this and enjoy this? What is your thought going into this?
Definitely, just I wanna go in and finish it to build that confidence back up that I can do it.
Yep.
I'd only ran one marathon in the past to qualify for Boston, so
uh-huh.
I've only been able to finish one. Mm. And I hope that wasn't a fluke, because this is the confirmation that's not a fluke year.
Okay. And so, this means a lot to you in many different ways then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been hanging over my head for the last year since the last one, so just wanna kinda tie it up and be done.
Yep. Well, you still earned your place to be here.
Yeah.
Even regardless of what happened. And I just feel like I need to say, like, you do know as well that your value as a human being is so much more than finishing this, and I can tell it's obviously very important to you, but I just want to remind you that you're, you've obviously got someone there who loves you very much.
Yes.
But you matter regardless of what happens. But
yeah.
I'm sure tomorrow will be a different ending, and I hope it is everything you want it to be.
Thank you very much.
So nice to meet you, and this will be going live on Monday if you want to if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
You can. My podcast is called Running for Real. If you find that. So best of luck. Nice to meet you. Are you up for being interviewed?
Oh, what?
For a podcast? Are you not comfortable?
About what? About running?
About you. Would you like to share a little bit about your story?
I think Peter would be good.
He's running tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you running tomorrow?
Yeah, okay. I am.
You're both running tomorrow.
So
you've got injuries. Okay, so you're doing it to finish.
Hey,
you
morning.
Can tell me. Hi.
Good morning, Boston. From LA.
Yes, tell me your name.
Peter.
Kia.
And my wife, Emily.
And Emily. Okay, and you're both running tomorrow. You're both running tomorrow.
Yeah, we're both running.
And
the second time.
Second time. Was it
and
last?
And we keep coming back. I don't know why.
Okay, you don't know why?
It has to be to do with Boston.
Yes.
In the famous
this
Boston
one especially,
Marathon.
How many marathons have you done?
The majors would be my...
Oh, we're stopping.
Oh, you saved my life. You saved my life. Why? Don't run away. So, we did Tokyo a month ago.
Oh, wow.
And here we are in Boston.
Yes. And how many marathons have you done?
We average about 4 marathons a year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's been 10 years. And keep going.
This is you two together. You do it every time together?
Always.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
See, sign me up.
Yeah?
And I'm paying for it. But I don't mind. It's a... Yeah. It's such an incredible feeling able to run.
Yes.
Among... So many people.
Yes. So you like doing the majors where you are surrounded by a crowd?
The majors is the ultimate goal for runners to complete 6 majors.
Yes. Have you done the 6?
Number 6 is London.
Oh, when, not this weekend?
Not yet.
Okay.
This is going to be my 5th.
Oh, wow.
So London is too difficult to get in.
Yes.
Not because not able to run fast enough.
Okay.
It's because too many people.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you're still on working your way to qualifying for that one?
No, for London.
Well, you've got it for next year.
The only way to get in is...
Charity.
Yeah. There's no qualifying time for London.
Oh, it's just the lottery and the charity system.
Exactly.
Right, okay, got it. So you enter the lottery each year, but you haven't got in, or not?
It's been 5 years.
Oh, you are
no luck.
Overdue. Yes, you definitely...
I think I had to move to London to get in easier, as people told me.
You can put my parents' address if you want to.
That would be a plus to complete my number 6.
Yes.
The last one. So definitely need to know someone with London address.
Yes, I mean, I've heard that from
help.
Many people. Yes. And so is there anything else you want to share with the running community about what running means to you or this journey you're on?
Keep running.
Yes.
Don't give up.
What would you say?
Just keep running.
For someone who is feeling stuck or feeling like they don't know if they can do this, what would you, like, they're fed up, what would you say to them?
No matter what your mental or physical condition is, if possible, get out with a pair of shoes, go slow, go short, or go long all the way.
Yep.
26.2.
Yep. I love it. So marathons are primarily what you do then?
Marathon, half marathon.
Oh, you do short.
10K.
Okay.
Most of the half and 10K are part of the training. So marathon is the ultimate distance to run for me. I am 60 last month.
Wow, great.
And it's, my experience is running is just incredible.
It is, for sure. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah.
And we'll be sharing this on my podcast called Running For Real, if you can remember that. And best of luck. Enjoy. And don't get that London.
Okay.
I guess it was.
Are you up for being interviewed? No? Okay, would you guys like to be interviewed? Sure? Okay. Alright, are you both running tomorrow?
I am.
You are? Okay, well, you can still both talk. So you're running tomorrow, what's your name?
Elisa.
Elisa?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your name?
My name is Dell.
Dells?
I'm here to cheer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you both here to cheer?
Yes.
Okay. So you've come, tell me about your journey to get to this race.
Oh, well, this is my third Boston.
Third Boston.
Third
okay.
Boston.
So you're...
So, and then this is my fastest time I qualified with 3:04. The first time was 3:20.
Okay.
So it's been a progress, and it's been nice to watch. And then every year it's a different energy.
Yes.
It gets more powerful and powerful as I come. Today is like the biggest Tracksmith run shake that I've seen in the past 3 years. So that's exciting.
Oh, so you came last year?
I came last year.
Okay,
too.
So I was here as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And what is it about Boston that you keep coming back for?
The energy, the different runners' stories, you know, just the fact that you're treated like a celebrity, you know, you run and they respect that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing to watch people run in the middle of the night when you're walking through the park.
Yeah.
Boston, you don't see that in other cities.
Yeah.
So that's inspiring. It's always inspiring to be out here.
Yes, I mean, I totally agree. It's going to be my third as well, so I feel you as well, because I'm keep coming back, but I love that you've got people with you to come support you and cheer. You've got good friends there. Is there anything about your running journey you want to share? I'm going to come over this side.
I just want to share about hers, actually. So I've seen her grow through her running journey. She was a pacer for our running group, and now she's one of the strongest runners I know.
Amazing.
And I'm very proud of her.
What a good friend, both of you to each other.
Yeah.
I love that. And so you've been running longer, is that like, or did you start
around the same time, 8 years?
8 years,
yeah.
Okay.
But she just lived in New York last year. Yes,
oh, great. Was that the first time?
Yes, that was
What did
first
you think
time.
Of that?
It was an amazing experience as far as the cheering goes, but the weather last year was not.
Yeah, no, I was out there. It was rough.
Yeah, but I mean, hopefully one year I could do it again.
Yeah.
And a month before I did Chicago.
Okay.
So yeah. I think I'm on a journey to do the World Majors. And,
okay. So how many have you done? Two?
I've done 2 World Majors.
Okay.
And I've done 7 LA Marathons.
7, what was that?
LA Marathons.
Oh, LA Marathons.
Yeah.
That's one I have not done.
Yeah.
But I've heard good things. Okay. And LA is just where you will live, I take it?
Yes, I was born there and lived there, and that was my first marathon. That's one I wanted to do for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on a journey to do 10 consecutive LA marathons.
Hey, yeah. And when is LA?
LA is March.
March.
Yeah.
So you did it?
Yeah. Yes. Just a month ago.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I'm like, what month are we in?
Yeah.
Okay, and then... Yeah, anything else you'd like to share with anyone listening to this? My podcast is called Running for Real.
Okay.
So this will come out on Monday.
I guess I'll just say that as someone who never really ran much in her life and picked up running with a group, I think it's very helpful to run with a community and for them to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep improving yourself and getting better as a runner.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, here I am 8 years later running.
I love that. And what is your group called?
Blacklist LA.
Blacklist LA. Okay. Cool. Well, I hope you enjoy. Yes, you too. I hope you enjoy. And this will be out. So if you want to find me afterwards and find out where it's going to be, you can let me know.
All right.
But I hope you enjoy, and I hope you get back to New York someday and get those majors.
Yeah, thank you.
But thank you so much for joining me for a little bit. Enjoy. All right, I finally got you.
Okay,
so do you want to talk as well?
Sure.
Okay, so tell the listeners a little bit about your names, who you are, whatever you want to share, and then what your journey is to get here.
You can go first.
Okay, my name is Katie, and I started running during the beginning of COVID, when everything locked down. I needed to get out of the house and move my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and I was like, this is awful. Why do people do it?
Yeah.
After running like a 14-minute mile.
And there's nothing wrong with that, though.
And then I just did it every day, and I, at some point, I guess I fell in love with it.
You guess? Well, you probably heard me say that's kind of how I felt as well, actually.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't love it, and then suddenly I was doing it, so.
Yeah, suddenly you find yourself doing it every day, and when you don't, you're like, something's missing.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was pretty much how I found my journey.
Uh-huh. And is there anything else you want to share, about your journey or to get to this moment?
Part of what I love about it, I started...
Runners, stay to the left!
I... I
careful.
I teach middle school special ed, and I started a running club last year.
Amazing.
During summer. During summer for my students.
Wow, you fully got into this. If you're starting running clubs of your own.
Yeah, for sure. And it was great. And, you know, the little kids just wanted to get out and run. And the older kids, they have a lot of self-esteem issues, the kids that I work with.
Yep.
And for them, it was just like doing something that they thought was hard.
Uh-huh.
And then believing in themselves and having fun and, like, looking back at the end and letting them see what they'd done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And feel free to not use this.
No, whatever.
If this is appropriate, but I'm not sure if you heard at all where you live about Samantha Humphrey. She was a 14-year-old girl that was murdered in Schenectady, New York.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Her brother was my student.
Wow.
And I was also kind of close to her, and I'm close to the family. So
yeah.
When my daughter and I run the Providence Marathon in 3 weeks, we're dedicating it to her remembrance.
Oh, that's amazing.
And raising money for a charity called Things of My Very Own that provides services to children. And families, so that they can stay in their homes to try to avoid sending them to foster homes.
Yep.
So we're raising money for that charity in remembrance of her, because they still haven't found who was responsible.
Yeah. It's horrific.
So that's what's keeping me going right now.
Yep. And thank you for sharing that. That is important. And where can people go support you if they want to?
My name is Katie, K-A-T-I-E-E-E. wait a minute. Actually, what's my Instagram?
I think it's
Katie with 5 E's, KJ, on Instagram. And there's a link in my bio where people can go and donate and see the fundraiser and
Amazing.
Read a little bit about Sammy.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, no, thank you for letting
me share.
Okay,
and I want to hear a little bit about...
All right. Okay. So, I'm a swimmer.
What's your name, first?
Oh, Jordan.
Jordan.
And
I know that, but...
Yeah. Well, so I have been swimming since I was 7 years old. And have been just kind of doing running as cross training. And I just... every time, so I just don't get burnt out of my other sports. So running is kind of like a secondary thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Secondary thing, but you're about to run a marathon.
Yes.
I think you're about to cross over.
Yeah. I really want to be an Ironman, actually.
Oh, cool.
After college, I want to start training for that when I kind of have more time / am a retired collegiate athlete. That sounds so sad.
I'm there, so I feel you.
I know, it's going to be very emotional. Like it's like I'm having like my last summer season and my last, like I'm having all my lasts.
Yes.
And it's just, I'm just trying to soak everything in and just live in the moment and not really... of course care about like my times, but not like care so much and just be happy in the sport and not really stress myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like,
because you did that so much.
Yeah, because I did so much as a kid. Ever since I was like, I think like 10, I was swimming 6 days a week, two and a half hours a day.
Oh, so much.
Yeah. So marathon training is almost like nothing to me. But it's still obviously different. But I definitely feel like the crossover is much easier for me since I am a distance swimmer.
Yes.
I swim the mile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I dabbled in open water. I swam a 5K when I was like 10.
Oh, wow.
So I feel like everything just kind of intersects.
You know, it's interesting you say about the marathon training not being like too bad. I started out as a swimmer,
You did?
As well. And like, I still remember, like,
just stay close to the car
being like, I need to say, like, saying I needed to go to the bathroom just so I could have a rest, because I remember feeling like so exhausted to my bones that I just was like, I just remember still to this day of it being so hard that, yeah, so I feel you. Hi.
What's up?
I'm recording, so.
How are you doing?
So, where are you,
I have no idea.
Okay, come this way, and then I'm just finishing up with Jordan, and then I want to... Oh, yes, sure.
Do you want me to hold the phone?
Well, we're still recording,
right,
so...
Yeah.
Jordan, I'm going to wrap this before my brain spins in too many directions.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing,
yes,
Katie.
Well, thank you,
I'm going to wrap up this run, but I'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Do you have anything you want to share?
Not right now.
Not right now. Oh, you're with... I just talked to some of your teammates.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay, cool. Well, thank you. And I'm going to... Okay. Should I ask him anything?
Ask her.
Oh, I know, I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I'm going to finish this up, and then I'll come find you in a minute. Yes. Be my end cap here. Who
okay.
are you? Person who's
who am I? This is a question I love to ask. I am John. I am standing in traffic.
I am John. I am standing in traffic.
I like to run and talk to people about running and their motivation.
Mm-hmm. Why would people recognize that voice?
I also host a podcast called
Stop Leaning In
for the Long. Not to this?
No, you don't need to.
Okay, cool. It's just like a...
And I just want to clarify that we're good friends so I can call you a weirdo. Like,
I host a podcast called For the Long Run, and it's all about exploring the why.
Yes. Well, people will probably recognize that, but...
Yeah,
we're just finishing up this together run. What do you see right now? Can you just tell me?
I see a lot of runners. I see a lot more runners and a lot of more runners on top of that. Great grammar. There's just a lot of people right here. We're on Newbury Street.
Random cars trying to get
through. And there are cars that are confused as to what to do, and they should exit the city because there's not a lot of space to be driving.
No, this is pretty crazy. All right, thank you, friends, for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this one, and we'll see you on Wednesday for a real episode. All right.
Excuse me, Tina, can we take a picture with you?
Yes, sure.